Hello again and welcome back. In this audio track, I'd like to demonstrate the chord method and explain why it's so easy and enjoyable to learn. In the last audio, I told you about the class I taught for 10 years and how I thought it probably wouldn't be all that successful. Well, I have to admit, I was way off on that one. But the truth is, I never thought that teaching students how to play a simple melody with some basic chords would ever be taken seriously. But I guess it's easy to take a few things for granted when you've played as long as I have. Like how awesome the piano sounds, even when you're playing the most basic arrangement. It really is the one instrument that allows you to play the melody of a song along with the chords while producing such a full, rich sound. I really believe it's why so many people want to learn how to play the piano. It's just an awesome sounding instrument. So, what I'd like to do is demonstrate how the chord method works and why it's the easiest and quickest way of learning how to play the piano. Okay, so let's get started. To begin with, if you're totally new to music, a chord, also called a block chord, is officially defined as two or more notes played at the same time. Now, for me, a good, full-sounding chord should have at least three notes. All of the chords in Piano Man, for example, are three-note chords. In the beginning, I'll teach you how to play just one block chord at the beginning of every measure. This will get you up and playing complete songs much quicker. Here's how Piano Man will sound with block chords. So that's a basic block chord arrangement. As I just mentioned, this is how you'll learn songs in the beginning. Remember, you have to walk before you can run. Now, as the chords start to become more familiar to you and your coordination improves, you'll be able to add more rhythm to your songs by playing what are called broken chords. A broken chord is a technique where you play individual notes of a chord on different beats, instead of playing all the notes of the chord together, all at the same time. Here's how Piano Man will sound with broken chords. This is what you'll be able to do with any song once your coordination on the keyboard really begins to develop. Okay, here's the intro to Tiny Dancer by Elton John with the block chords in the left hand. Here's that same intro with broken chords in the left hand. Okay, so as you just heard, sometimes broken chords create a dramatic difference, as in Piano Man. And sometimes it's a very subtle difference, as in Tiny Dancer. Now, at other times, a song will sound better just by playing the blocked chord on more than one beat. Now, this is a little easier to do than broken chords, and is probably one of my favorite playing techniques for rock and pop songs. Here's Hall of Fame by The Script with an extra chord played in every measure. Thank you. Okay, here's How to Save a Life by the Fray. I'm going to use the same technique that I just used. So, once again, I'm playing a very simple melody with my right hand and either blocked chords or broken chords with my left hand. And as you just heard in the last two songs, you can create a much fuller, richer piano arrangement just by adding one extra blocked chord in each measure. So, basically, I have to teach you how to play chords and broken chords with your left hand and a single note melody line with your right hand. And remember, if you sign up for my free sample lessons, I'll send you a technique that will revolutionize the way you read sheet music. And even if you decide not to enroll in my course, this simple yet very powerful technique is yours just for signing up for my free sample lessons. Thanks for listening.